right, let's, before we say our prayer and everything, let's get our material together. We need the Universal Peace Invocation, the Ganapati Mantra, the Namaste Mantra, then the Guru Vandanam. We're only going to chant through these. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them, but just so that it'll warm us up also. Then
the first three.
Yeah, the Universal Peace Invocation, Swasti Prajabhyath, Ganapati, Namaste, and then the Guru Vandanam.
The Bhagavad Gita for chanting. And then I think that I may not do the Sanskrit verse today from the Bhagavad Gita, because I want to spend a little bit more time on the Sanskrit. Okay, everybody have everything?
Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's do the Universal Peace Invocation. Repeat after me, and then we'll eventually just do it together, just to warm you up. Om Swasti Prajapya Paripalyantam.
Om Swasti Prajapya Paripalyantam.
Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha.
Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha.
Go Brahmane Pyashupamastu Nityam.
Go Brahmane Pyashupamastu Nityam.
Loka Samasta Sukhino Pavantu.
Loka Samasta Sukhino Pavantu.
Kale Varshatu Parjanyah.
Kale
Varshatu Parjanyah. Prithivi Sasya Shalini.
Prithivi Sasya Shalini.
Desho Yamsho Parahitah.
Desho Yamsho Parahitah.
Brahmana Santu Nirbhayah.
Brahmana Santu Nirbhayah.
Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah.
Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah.
Sarve Santu Niramayah.
Sarve Santu Niramayah.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet.
Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet.
Asato Ma Satgamaya.
Asato Ma Satgamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya.
Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Let's do it together. Om Swasti Prajapya Paripalayantam.
Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha.
Go Brahmane Pyashupamastu Nityam.
Loka Samasta Sukhino Pavantu.
Kale Varshatu Parjanyah.
Prithivi Sasya Shalini.
Desho Yamsho Parahitah.
Brahmana Santu Nirbhayah.
Sarve Pavantu Sukhinah.
Sarve Santu Niramayah.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet.
Asato Ma Satgamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Ganapati Mantra. Repeat after me. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe.
Kavinkavinam Upamashravastamam.
Kavinkavinam Upamashravastamam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutipisi Dasadhanam. Sorry.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam
Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan.
Nutipisidasadhanam.
Mahaganapataye namaha.
Mahaganapataye namaha.
Together.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavinkavinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Nutibhisidasadhanam Mahaganapataye Namaha.
One more time.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavinkavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam Mahaganapataye Namaha.
So namaste. Repeat after me. Om namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Om namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Mahadevaya Trayambakaya.
Mahadevaya Trayambakaya.
Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya.
Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Together. Namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Let's do the Guru Vandanam. Go to the last page. We're going to learn the last one, and then we'll go through and practice all of them. I'll chant it, then we're going to read it, okay? Rukaras twandakaras cha Rukaras tan nivartakaha Andhakarat nirodhatvat, nirodhitvat, gururitya vidhiyate. Repeat after me.
Could you do that once more?
Rukadas-tvam-dakadas-cha-rukadas-tan-nivartakaha andakadat-nirotitvat guruditya-vitiyate.
But we're going to do it word by word, okay? So repeat after me. Rukadas-tvam-dakadas-cha. Gukadas-tva. Say Gukada. Gukadas-tva.
Gukara-stva.
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 Gukadas-tvam-dakadas-cha. Let me break the sandhi for that so that I can give you sections of words. These are the words. Gu. Karaha. That is of the sarga. Gu. Karaha. Tu. Andha. Karaha. Cha. That's sha. Everybody see the sandhi? Gu. Karaha. Tu. Upas asva, tu, andha, karas, cha. Okay? Karaha, cha. Oh, yeah, karaha, cha. Everybody see that? So now say, if I ask you to break the sandhi, just this part. Gukadas, tu. Say that. Gukadas, tu. Andhakadas, cha. Gukadas, tu. Antakarascha. I'm going to put all of it with the sandhi. So, Gukadas Tvam Dakarascha. If I say the word Gukada, it really means the letter, the kara, gu, the letter gu. So, in the word guru, the letter gu, okay? Andhakara, you know what? Andhakara means darkness, this word. It means making blind. Andha means blind. Andhakara, that which makes you blind. That's a word for darkness. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it? Yeah. So the letter gu, gukaraha, andhakaraha, darkness, stands for darkness, is what the meaning is going to be. So gukaraha to andhakarascha. So, gukadas tu andhakadas cha. Gukadas tu andhakadas cha. Everyone say that now? Gukadas tu. Gukadaha tu. Andhakadaha cha. So now, let's see if you can read it. Gukadas tu andhakadas cha.
Gukadas tu andhakadas cha.
Gukadas tu andhakadas cha.
Gukadas.
Say andhakara. Andha. Andhakara. Andhakara means darkness. Andhakaras cha. Say that. Andhakaras cha. Gukadas tvam. See that twa? That's the a plus the u plus the a. Gukadas tvam takaras cha.
Gukadas tvam.
Gukadas tvam dakadas cha.
Gukadas tvam dakadas cha.
Gukadas tvam dakadas cha.
Gukadas tvam dakadas cha.
Let's go to the next one.
What does that mean?
Well, for now, it means gukada means the letter gu. In the word,
kata is
letter. Mm-hmm. Usually it's akada, but kata also. Gukada, the letter gu. Tu means whereas. Andhakaraha means darkness. Cha means and. But we'll see what that means in the context. Right now I'm just trying to get you to be able to read it in the Sanskrit. But sometimes it helps to break it down and let you know what the words mean. So, gukadas tvam dakadas cha. Now, gukadas tan nivartakaha. Say gukadas. Rukadas. See the ru? Rukadas. Tan nivartakaha.
Rukaras tan nivartakaha.
Rukaras tan nivartakaha.
Kaha. Nivartakaha.
Nivartakaha.
Rukaras tan nivartakaha.
Rukaras tan nivartakaha.
Okay, Rukara, the letter Ru. Rukaraha, nominative singular, like Ramaha. Rukaraha, the letter Ru. Tan Nivartakaha, the remover. Nivartaka is one that removes. The remover, Tan, of that. So actually, if I break the sandhi, it goes like this. Rukaraha, Rukaras, Rukaraha, Tat, Nivartakaha. Tat, tat, that. So, ten nivartikaha, the ta goes to the nasal. It optionally goes to the nasal or to the third. So, it could be ten nivartikaha or ten nivartikaha. So, ten nivartikaha is a compound. It means nivartikaha, the remover, tad, of that. So, the guka, the rukara, the letter ru, means the remover of that. So, the, yeah, gukara is the darkness. Stands for the darkness. The Rukara is the remover of the darkness. You see it? So, Rukaras ten nivartakaha. Say that. Rukaras ten nivartakaha. So the sandhi. Rukaraha ten nivartakaha. Rukaraha ten nivartakaha. Right? Rukaraha tad nivartikaha.
Is it tad or tat?
Tat. 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 Dental tat. Rukaras. Rukaraha tu antakaraha cha. Rukaraha tat nivartikaha. Everyone see it? So now say it for the second half. Just repeat after me. Rukaras tan nivartikaha. Rukaras ten nivartakaha.
Rukaras ten nivartakaha.
Gurus twandakaras cha.
Gurus twandakaras cha.
Twandakaras cha. Dakaras cha. Gukaras twan, right? Twandakaras cha. Say.
Gukaras twandakaras cha.
Rukaras ten nivartakaha. Okay. Next line. Andhakara nirodhitvat. Say andhakara.
Andhakara
nirodhitvat.
Nirodhitvat.
Andhakara nirodhitvat.
Andhakara nirodhitvat.
Andhakara nirodhitvat.
Andhakara.
Andhakara, darkness. Nirodhi is from Nirodhin, the one who destroys. Nirodhi twat, that twat affix, because of being. Right? When you see twat at the end, you try translating just because of being. Because of being, the Nirodhi, the one who removes, the one who destroys. Andhakara, the one who destroys darkness. The one who is literally the one. Because of being the one who is a destroyer of darkness. Andhakara, darkness. And then Nirodhi, one who destroys, one who is a destroyer. Andhakara, Nirodhi, one who is a destroyer of darkness. Andhakara, Nirodhi, Twat, because of being one who is a destroyer of darkness. Everyone see? Andhakara, Nirodhi, Twat. Say.
Andhakara, Nirodhi, Twat.
Guru. Itya bidhiyate. Guru, gurur, right? Gurur. I'm going to break the sandhi. Guruhu. The divasarga becomes R. Gurur, guruhu. Iti. Iposasya. Guruhu. Iti. Abidhiyate. The guru, thus. Abhidhiyate is named, is called. So we would say, the guru thus is named, is so called. Why? Because of being the one who is a destroyer of darkness. The letter gu stands for darkness. The letter ru stands for nivartaka, the one who destroys that. Because of being a nirodhi, a destroyer of darkness, guruhu iti abhidiyate, the guru is so named. Everybody see it? So repeat after me for the last pada. Guru ritya abhidiyate. Guru ritya abhidiyate. Guru ritya abhidiyate. Guru ritya abhidiyate. Abhidiyate. Two aspirates there. Guru ritya abhidiyate. Okay? Let's try chanting it. Gukaras twandakarascha. Gukaras twandakarascha. Rukaras tan nivartikaha. Nivartikaha. Rukaras tan nivartikaha. Andakara niroti twat. Andakara niroti twat. Guru ritya bidhiyate. Guru ritya bidhiyate. Gukaras twandakarascha. Rukaras twandakarascha. Rukaras tan nivartikaha. Rukaras tan nivartikaha. Andakara niroti twat. Andakara niroti twat. Guru ritya bidhiyate. Guru ritya bidhiyate. Gukaras twandakarascha. Gukaras twandakarascha. Rukaras tan nivartikaha. Rukaras tan nivartikaha. Andakara niroti twat. Andakara niroti twat. Guru ritya bidhiyate. Guru ritya bidhiyate. Gukaras twandakarascha. Gukaras twandakarascha. Rukaras tan nivartikaha. Rukaras tan nivartikaha. Andakara niroti twat. Andakara niroti twat. Guru ritya bidhiyate. Guru ritya bidhiyate. Go back to the beginning.
Start?
From Shruti Smriti. Ready? Repeat after me. Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karunaliyam. Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karunaliyam. Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram. Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram. You know, if Swamiji is chanting this, he won't break a compound. He won't say Namami Bhagavat Pada because he's breaking a compound. The compound is Bhagavat Pada Shankaram. He can't bring himself to do that because you're breaking a word in half. So when he's chanting it, he'll go like this. So repeat after me. We'll start from the beginning. Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karunaliyam. Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karunaliyam. Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram. Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram. So he would never teach you breaking it in quadrants. He would never say Namami Bhagavat Pada and then have you repeat that because you're breaking the word in half. Okay. Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram.
Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram.
Sadashiva Samarampam Shankaracharya Madhyamam.
Sadashiva Samarampam Shankaracharya Madhyamam.
Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam.
Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam.
Sadashiva Samarampam Shankaracharya Madhyamam.
Sadashiva Samarampam Shankaracharya Madhyamam. Asmadacharya Paryantam Bande Guru Paramparam. Asmadacharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam. Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Bhararayanam. Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Bhararayanam. Sutrabhashyakritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah. Sutrabhashyakritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah. Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Bhararayanam. Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Bhararayanam. Sutrabhashyakritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah. Sutrabhashyakritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah. Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine. Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine. Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine. Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine. Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Kukaras Twantakaras Cha Rukaras Tannivartakaha. Kukaras Twantakaras Cha Rukaras Tannivartakaha. Andakara Nirodhitva Gururitya Vidhiyate. Andakara Nirodhitva Gururitya Vidhiyate. Gukaras Twantakaras Cha Rukaras Tannivartakaha. Gukaras Twantakaras Cha Rukaras Tannivartakaha. Andakara Nirodhitva Gururitya Vidhiyate. Andakara Nirodhitva Gururitya Vidhiyate. Okay, we'll just chant the whole thing together and then we'll do that. Om Shruti Smriti. I'm too low, aren't I? Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karunalayam. Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram. Sadashiva Samarampam Shankaracharya Madhyamam. Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam. Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Bhararayanam. Sutrabhashyakritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah. Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine. Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Gukaras Twantakaras Cha Rukaras Tannivartakaha. Andakara Nirodhitva Gururitya Vidhiyate. That's good.
Yeah. We're going to do one more, then we'll take a break.
Let's do the Bhagavad Gita, starting from verse 18, Antavanta. Repeat after me. Verse 18. You have it? Okay, everybody. Antavanta in. Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Kiki, do you remember? Kiki, can you?
Antavanta ime deha nityasyokta sharirinaha. Antavanta ime deha nityasyokta sharirinaha. Anashino prameyasya tasmad yudhyasva bharata. Anashino prameyasya tasmad yudhyasva bharata. Ya enam veti hantaram. Yas chainam manyate hatam. Ya enam veti hantaram. Yas chainam manyate hatam. Upautau na pijanitaha. Nayam hanti na hanyate. Najayate mriyate va kadachata. Najayate mriyate va kadachata. Nayam putva pavita vana puyaha. Nayam putva pavita vana puyaha. Ajo nitya shashwato yam puranaha. Ajo nitya shashwato yam puranaha. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Hanyamane sharire. Veda vinashinam nityam. Veda vinashinam nityam. Ya enam ajam avyayam. Ya enam ajam avyayam. Katam sat purushav paritha kam khatiyati hantikam. Katam sat purushav paritha kam khatiyati hantikam. Let's do it together. Antavanta ime dehaha nityasyokta sharirinaha anashino prameyasya tasmad yudhyasva bharata. Ya enam veti hantaram, yas chainam manyate hatam, upautau na vijanitaha, nayam hanti na hanyate, na jayate mriyate va kadachata, nayam putva pavita vana puyaha, ajo nitya shashwato yam puranaha. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Veda vinashinam nityam. Ya enam ajam avyayam. Katam sapurusha parta. Kam katayati hantikam. Good.
These are all, you know, online. So you can practice, and you can practice actually not only with what we do, by bringing up this class online, but also you can practice along with Swami Vagishananda or Swamiji. You know, so I think I want to kind of start moving on, and it becomes really up to you at this point to practice the ones that we've done. Really, I would suggest trying to learn them by heart, because when we go to the ashram, these are things that you know by heart, and it's nice to have some things by heart. But I think rather than every time doing this whole set from now on, we're going to start moving forward a little bit, and you can keep these things alive on your own from practicing. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Let's take a break for a few minutes, and then we'll start with the next piece. Okay, so everybody pull out your Bhandarkar and go to page 25. Actually, 25, 26. And also, if you could pull out the Vibhaktis, the sheet on the declensions, for the and the ending nouns. Everybody have that? The Vibhaktis? You don't have that either?
I don't have that, but I have another sheet.
Okay. You already know these anyway, so it'll be with you. Okay, so you should have the masculine and neuter and e ending noun vibhaktis, and your Bhandarkar starting on page 25. We're going to take a look at the dative and ablative cases today.
Oh.
We'll be reviewing these over and over and over again. So I think it's helpful. The faster we can actually get through the meaning of these vibhaktis and learn the and e endings, I'll be able to tell you so much more when we're translating. You know, so even if you don't get it memorized right away, at least you'll understand the pattern. Okay, for everybody. So don't be afraid. Okay. Let me talk for a minute about the dative case. If you look at your masculine ending nouns, anybody pull out their masculine ending nouns? The dative case you'll see is Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyaha. Everybody see that? Just repeat, Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyaha. We'll spend time on the board with this and how to put those endings on. For now, I just want you to see what they look like. The dative case is basically going to be your indirect object. Right? Like, for instance, if I often with the verb to give, I give money, I give dakshina to the brahmanas. That's an indirect object, right? The recipient of the object of giving, so I give, who am I going to give to? So the one who receives that is going to go in the dative case. Another thing, often the dative will translate as for the sake of or for the purpose of. I do this for the sake of my son. I do this for the purpose of, for the sake of, okay? So we'll see examples of that. So either it's an indirect object, the object of giving, or for the purpose of, for the sake of. Another reason ways it's used is as the object of a verb of motion. You've already learned that the accusative case can be an object of a verb of motion, like, for instance, if I say, I go to town, town can be put in the accusative case, and going is a verb of motion. I go to town, I walk to town, I run to town, I skip to town. Any type of verb of motion that shows going in some form. Okay, the object of that verb of motion can go in either the accusative case or the dative case. Often, you'll see it in the accusative case more frequently. But you have to be ready to see it in the dative case also. So this is how we talk about that in English. We would say the dative case governs a verb of motion. Or you can say the dative and accusative case both govern a verb of motion for the object, the destination. So the destination of a verb of motion is put in the dative case. So an example, I go where? To town. That's the destination. And that can take either the accusative case or the dative case. Do you see, Penny?
Yes, but I thought the object was the thing or person that received the described action of the verb.
That's true. Let me go back a little bit. The accusative case. The accusative case receives the action of the verb, like I hit the ball. It also is used for the destination of a verb of motion. So now there's two ways the accusative case are used, not just one. The primary way that the accusative case is used is as an object, it receives the action of the verb. I hit the ball. Ball, accusative. I read the book. Right? Book is the object of the reading. Right? So book would be an accusative. But then I go to town. Here, in this case, town is not the object of the verb, it's the destination of the verb, right? So, the rule is, for verbs of going or motion or movement, we can use the accusative case. Do you see, Penny? We can also use the dative case for destinations. So, I can say, I go to town, and town can be put in the accusative case, it could also be put in the dative case. So that means either one of these cases can govern a destination of a verb going.
So how am I going to know which one to use?
you don't have to know what which one to use. You have to be able to recognize. But
okay, just to
you have to recognize. To, if you see a dative case there and a verb of motion, you say, oh, yes, the verbs of motion govern the dative case for destination. You would know that as a rule. Now, if you were writing Sanskrit and you say, well, which one should I use, the accusative case or the dative case? Well, it would be more like which one feels best in the sentence, which one can be used nicely in terms of the rhythm of the sentence. It's not going to be a strong differentiation there. You just have to know the rules. For us, since most of us aren't going to be writing Sanskrit, our task is recognition. Is that clear? Okay, so now let's think about the dative case again. Basically, object of verbs of motion along with the accusative, right? The object of the verb to give, in fact, I give money to the brahmanas, for instance. In the translation of for the sake of, purpose of, dative, regular indirect object means to, like I give money. Look at this sentence. I give money. I is nominative case. Give is the verb. Money is the object, the accusative case. Right? Because that's what I'm giving. I'm giving money. To the brahmanas. The recipient of the gift of money goes in the dative case. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, and I give money to the brahmanas, and I will be the nominative, and then money is that would be the
accusative.
And then brahmanas would be the dative.
Yeah. Now there's another couple of more things. You know, when we say namaha, the word namaha is an indeclinable, namas, namaha. It governs the dative case. So, you know, when we do chants like Om Namaha Shivaya, Ramaya Shivaya, right? The dative for Hari happens to be Hariye, Om Namo Hariye, Om Hariye Namaha. So all I want you to understand now, we'll see examples of this, is that there are indeclinable words like namas. Indeclinable words means it doesn't go namaha, namau, namaha. It is always stays as namas. That's what it means, indeclinable.
But indeclinable words are always nouns, right? Because nouns are
the only thing. We don't even think of them as nouns. When we use the word noun, we're talking about something that declines, right?
Okay.
So here, these are literally termed indeclinables. They're words which are indeclinables.
So
namas is not.
Into the category
they don't see. No, because a noun would be an object of some sort. Here, namas means I prostrate to.
But then, why would it be called indeclinable? The only thing it would decline would be anyway. Maybe.
I'll tell you why. Verbs decline. We say conjugate.
Conjugate, right?
Right. Gachami, gachava, gachava. Nouns decline. Ramha, ramau, ramaha. Indeclinables are not conjugated, nor do they decline. So you have to memorize them. There's a list of them. Like, for instance, let me just give you this one. Namas. Always namas. It doesn't decline, but it governs the dative case. There's another one.
Because why does it govern the dative case?
Because it's a rule.
Just because.
Okay. You just...
covers everything, right?
Namas always governs the dative case, no matter what. It doesn't govern any other case.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas, the word saha, which we learned last week, means together with, saha, that always governs the instrumental case. Do you understand? Saha always stays a saha. It doesn't decline. It's an indeclinable. And it always governs the instrumental case, because I go together with so-and-so. Rama goes with Lakshmana to the forest. You can use the saha or not, but often it is used.
Right? You could just say, Rama goes with Lakshman to the forest and leave out the with, but you could also put the with in, put the saha in. Saha is indeclinable, only governs on the instrumental case. It's important to know because we don't have to translate the case as by or with or anything else. It's when we have the indeclinable, we know that that word is related to that indeclinable. So just hear me now, and I'll be giving you more and more examples of this. Okay. There are other words like that we'll be learning now, like vina. I talked about this a little bit last week. The word saha means with, and vina means without. This is an indeclinable. So this indeclinable governs three cases, the accusative, the instrumental, or the ablative. And what that means, all it means is this. Depending on the structure of the sentence and the writer, you could see vina followed by an accusative noun. I Lakshmana goes to the forest without Rama. Rama, who is the object of that without, right? The without refers to Rama. Lakshmana goes to the forest without Rama. The without refers to Rama. So Rama then could be put in the accusative case, Ramam. The instrumental case, Ramena. Or as we'll learn, the ablative case, Ramat. All you need to know is that this indeclinable, as is true with most indeclinables, governs a particular case, one or more cases. Usually they only govern one case. Vina happens to govern three cases, accusative, instrumental, and ablative. So I'll be pointing this out as we read the examples. This one isn't going to be the only time that you've heard this, but I just want to kind of cover some territory here in terms of explaining the dative case. Okay? When we read through some examples, in the Bhandarkar, you'll see many different ways the dative is being used, but I've told you what they are now. Okay? Let me talk about the ablative case for a minute. In Vedanta, the ablative case is being used all of the time in the sense of the word because, showing a causal or logically causal relationship, right? Atma is timeless because it is free from change. See what I mean? That causal relationship. This is like this because of such and such. So a logical causation. Because of. Also, material cause, like the pot is made from clay. In English, you might say the pot is made of clay, right? But in Sanskrit, the material cause of the given object is put in the ablative. The pot is made from clay. The table is made from wood. The shirt is made from cloth. Causal relationship of material cause. So logical cause, the reason for something, the reason that something is so that you would say because of this. That's a logical cause, the reason that something is so. Material cause is the material of the object from which the object is made. And then, location. I came from school.
The actual physical material that the object
is made. Yeah, like clay, pot is made from clay. The table is made from wood. Clear on that? The table is made from wood. That's wood is the material cause of table,
right?
The shirt is made from cloth. That's material cause. Are you clear?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, it can sound silly, but can you use it like shuksma sharira is the cause? Can you use something that's not a physical material?
Yes, but then that becomes logical cause.
Right.
So you have a logical cause this is because of that. You have a material cause. This is made from that.
Physical matter.
Yeah, physical matter. So logical matter, this is because of that. Or material, this is made from that. Or also location, I come from there. I come from town. So in terms of location, I recently came from Aruba here. Okay. So because of, made from, and location.
Then I came from town, would town never be accused of?
No, because I'm coming from there, not going to there. The accusative is, I go to town.
Oh.
The ablative is, I come from town.
Right.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
So I come from there. The pot. That, this is made from that. This happened because of that. So those are the three basic reasons, ways that the ablative is used. All right? Now, it can also be governed, certain prepositions can also govern the ablative, like I told you, vina, without, can govern the ablative. And there'll be others that we see that govern the, I can't think of them offhand, actually, but there will be others that govern the ablative. The vina happens to govern the accusative, instrumental, and ablative. Everybody see what the meanings are? So look at the nominative. Is the subject of the sentence primarily the one who does the verb? You know, we'll see. We haven't learned passive construction yet, so I'm not going to bother with that for now. That the nominative is the subject of the sentence. Subject of the sentence means the one who does or is related to the verb. The accusative is the one who receives the verb, is the object of the verb. So, Rama reads the book. Rama, nominative, reads verb, book, object. Rama goes to town. The accusative is also the object of the verb. Rama, of a verb of motion, the destination. Rama goes to town, okay? It can be dative. It can be accusative or dative. And I said it's more often put in the accusative, but it can be accusative or dative. So if I say Rama goes, verb of motion, you can use for town either gramam, grama means town, gramam, accusative, or gramaya, dative singular. Okay. Now also, again, the accusative can be governed by, certain prepositions can govern the accusative. Vina being one of them. Vina governs the accusative along with the instrumental and ablative. But those are the two basic usages of the accusative. Okay? Instrumental is the instrument of the action or accompaniment. So instrument of the action, Rama hits Ravana with a stick. Bam. Okay, the instrument of the action. Okay. Oh, poor Rama. Okay.
Now we're doing that.
The boy, how about the boy hits the ball with a bat? Let's go to English.
Yeah.
The boy hits the ball, object, with a bat, instrument of the action. The man goes to town by horse, by chariot, by car, instrument of the action. Okay? Accompaniment. I go, or Rama goes with Lakshmana, with Sita to the forest. Okay?
So in that case, would it be Rama Lakshmanena?
Lakshmanena.
Lakshmanena.
And then Saha. Ramaha, Lakshmanena, Saha, optional. So Rama Lakshmanena with Lakshmana, Gachati. So instrument shows
instrument of the action, accompaniment, and also reason, by means of, because of. It can be used similar to the ablative in terms of reason, causal reason. You can see the instrumental used in logical causation, because of, due to. Not material causation, but instrumental causation.
By reason of.
Yeah, by reason of, because of, due to.
Here's the question. When you say Rama Lakshmanena, whatever.
Ramaha.
In that case, it could just, oh, it would have to be separate. I was thinking Rama Lakshman, Ram Lakshman can be one compound.
Not in that case. No.
Okay, so it would have to be Rama, separate word, and then Lakshmanena.
That's right. That's right. Okay, now the dative is going to be used, as we just said, as the indirect object, the object of the verb to give, right? As we'll see, so indirect object to the object of the verb to give, and also to understand for the sake of, for the purpose of, okay? And also as the object of a verb of motion, which also uses the accusative case. That's the dative. And the ablative we went over. Again, because of, causally, because of material made by, made from, and then also location. I come from there. Now, as we'll see, and I'll give this to you in a little bit, there are other verbs that govern different cases, like as I'll give you a list later, but just so that you understand. If I say, I am angry at my friend, I am jealous of my friend, anger, jealousy, these type of words, govern the dative, because that person becomes a recipient of the anger, right? And it's put in, you have to memorize it, basically, because for us in English, it doesn't make as much sense. But in Sanskrit, certain verbs will govern certain cases. And you have to memorize that, or if you don't, you'll get confused when that verb comes up and all of a sudden there's a dative there and you don't know, well, why is that dative there? Well, you have to remember that these particular types of verbs happen to govern the dative. There's not a lot of that to remember, but if you remember the handful of cases that's so, it makes your reading, it's a huge relief. Yes, I'll show you some
examples. When we say not that many, are we talking 100?
No, 25? Not even that. 25, 20, 10.
All these exist in Latin too, right? Latin language.
I don't remember. I did study Latin, but I don't remember to that detail.
Because it's kind of just, yeah.
But I know that there's similarities.
Yeah, they're great similarities.
Yeah. Okay, so do you all have kind of a sense now of dative and ablative? Mm-hmm. I want to show you how we're going to add on what the endings are and how we're going to add those on. Okay.
So what I really want is for you to follow the pattern, but let's just take a look at it for masculine ending nouns. Masculine and neuter endings. Why? Because from the instrumental on down, the masculine and neuter are declined exactly in the same way. It's not true for E ending, but for endings from the instrumental on down, exactly the same. So here are the endings. Ya, byam, and byaha. Oops, yeah. Byas or byaha. I'm using the, if you say byas, byas and byaha are the same. The rule is, though, when you add this ya onto an ending noun, you have to elongate the stem. So Rama becomes Ramaya. It's just a rule. Ramaya. It's not Ramaya. Ramaya. Okay? Before Pyam, you elongate the stem. Rama Pyam. Okay? It's all memorization. It's not, there's not a pattern here. Ending nouns, which are probably the most common nouns in Sanskrit,
or ending nouns, right, do not follow the same pattern as most of the other declensions. So you have to, they're all dealt with separately in the Panini Sutras, the Grammar Sutras, where special sutras are given to show how the declensional endings are changed in reference to an ending noun. For us, we just have to memorize it, okay? So, Ramaya, Rama, Vyam. Notice this Vyam is exactly the same as the instrumental. And then, Rame, Vyaha. Yenin is Vyas, Vyaha. Rama becomes, is changed to Rame. Memorize.
And you said it's okay if you don't know the proper, the Yogyam and Vyaha, right?
No. You just memorize this pattern. I'm just going through it for you to make it clear, get in your mind what happens. This becomes A Ramaya. This becomes A Rama Pyam. Rama takes Rame Pyaha. The A's changed to A Rame Pyaha. So you have to memorize that Ramaya Rama Pyam Rame Pyaha. If I were to do the neuter noun, let's do Pala. What would that be? Palaya. What's the next? Palapyam. See the pattern? What about horse, Ashwa? Ashwaya. Ashwa, oops. Ashwa Pyam. Ashwaya, Ashwa Pyam. Ashway Pyaha. Right? Everybody see it? Any doubt? You don't get it, Hassel?
This is the last one. There's some change there, right?
Ashwa becomes Ashway. Uh-huh. Rame Pyaha. Pale Pyaha. Ashway Pyaha. Everyone see? You see how these are the same? Let's try Mitra. Mitra is a neuter noun. It means friend. What is it? Mitraya. Mitrapyam. Mitrepyaha. Mitraya, Mitrapyam, Mitrepyaha. Do you get it? You look like you don't get it.
I'm just kind of... I guess I don't get the sunny there.
There is no sundi. There is no sundi. That's important. The ending is vyaha.
Uh-huh.
And rama becomes rame. The a becomes a. That's not a sundi rule.
Uh-huh.
It's something. It's a rule you have to memorize. It makes no sense. It's not that a is the guna of a. It's not that the ending is e vyaha and a plus e becomes a. There is nothing to understand there. Other than to memorize that before the bya ending,
okay.
A becomes A.
Okay, I missed that earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you were trying to make sense of it, and you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Except to know it's a rule. Now, is everybody okay? Are you? Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Kiki?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody? Are you sure?
Rame
bya, not abhya.
Rame
bya. Pale pyaha, ashwe pyaha, mitre pyaha. You have to memorize that the changes to A.
That's not a Sunday rule. It's not a guna vriddhi. There's nothing. The rule is a changes to a. Ramebhyaha. Look at how they say, before ya and byam, and this is on page 26, before ya and byam, the preceding a is lengthened, and before byas becomes a. No reason, right? Just memorize.
But like you said, you don't even need to memorize that if you just memorize the pattern.
So. If you just memorize the pattern, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Everybody got it? Let's look at e ending nouns. Masculine e. The endings for masculine and neuter are going to be the same, but they're applied a little differently. The endings are a, byam, and byaha. Just like in the masculine, byam and byaha, this is different. A, byam, byaha. Okay? If I take a masculine, though, hari, for instance, I'm going to put that hari up here.
What did you shift to?
You're now doing e ending nouns
okay.
in the data.
Okay.
The endings are a, pyam, pya. For hari, for masculine e, the e takes guna. What's the guna v? What is a plus a? What's the sandhi? A, hare, plus the ending a. What's a plus a?
A.
A plus a, no.
I.
No. Semi, this needs to take a semi-vowel equivalent.
Oh, yeah.
A. Hare, yet? Semi-vowel equivalent of a is I. Plus a. This is a very important Sunday rule. A or O, right? Really followed by any vowel, including itself, takes a semi-vowel equivalent. The semi-vowel equivalent of A is here's A. This is its semi-vowel equivalent. I. So A changes to its semi-vowel equivalent, and to that the A is added. Plus A. And that goes to aye. So hari, you can recognize the pattern, but since this pattern, go ahead.
Sorry, if I had hari plus a, then that would just be haraya.
Yeah.
But if I have hari plus e, oh right.
Haraya. So look at that would mean that this is going to look like for masculine. I'm going through all of this. This is the pattern, all right? This is the pattern. But this pattern is not obvious. It's not obvious unless you recognize semi-vowel equivalent. Okay? Let me remind you of something. Look at your hari. Look at the e ending, okay? It is hari that I declined,
yes.
Isn't it? Okay. Look at the nominative. Harihi. Hari. Hariyaha. Same thing. Look at that. See that? Hariye, hariyaha. What happens here? Hari takes guna, and then to that, hari takes guna becomes hare, plus us. For aha. That goes to hariyaha. So if you've got here the same sunny rule, a, followed by any vowel, including itself. Here it happens to be an a. The a goes to the semi-vowel equivalent, which is aya, plus us, goes to hariyaha. Here, exactly the same. Hari takes guna, becomes hare, takes it, and then you add the a affix. Hare plus A is Hariye. you see the pattern, which is what I want you to, let's do the rest of them and we'll, let's see if I want to see here. Here, for pyon, nothing happens, simple, no elongation, hari pyon. Byaha, no elongation, hari, hari byaha. So here you see these byahas, you know, you're going to, and byons, they're going to be the same. It doesn't matter. In any declension, these byas and byons will always be there. So now, once you learn them, you've learned them. It's over. Whenever you see...
my kind of declension.
Yeah. No problem. From this point on, you know this. You'll never have to learn it again. You learn it once, that's, you know it forever. Let's try for Hari. Let's use the word Kapi. Kapi means monkey. Another masculine. What would this be? Kapaye. Okay, for these two, is the dual and the plural, you're not going to have any problem, right? This you just have to get used to. Let me see. How about Dwipa? It's a common word. Dwipa means an island. Masculine. Oops, that's I, sorry. What do I want? We use bali. Bali means an oblation. Masculine. What is it? What about Ravi? Ravi means sun. See the pattern? What about Ali? Ali means a bee. Alaye. Do you see how these are all the same? Is anybody getting lost? You're lost? Are you okay? Everybody okay? Ben, are you okay?
I think so.
Cheryl, are you okay?
I think so.
All right, so we've got this pattern. Now I want to look at the neuter. The neuter is easy. And there, another thing is that in e-ending nouns, there are hardly any of them. Any neuter e-ending nouns. So we're just going to do the one that is very common, vadi. For neuter e-ending nouns, the rule is this. Before a termination that begins with a vowel, a na is added to the substantive. That's the rule. So here we have vadi. This termination begins with a vowel. So... body, ne. And why would it be this na? Because of that oro. Okay? So then, body ne, body pyan, body piha. Sorry for the handling. Body ne. Vari pyan, vari piha. Remember when we learned the instrumental for vari?
varina. The ending was a, so varina, right? When we learn the nominative and accusative, vari, varini, varini. The endings were for vari, no ending for the nominative, then long e, then short e, right? So vari, since they begin with a vowel, you have to add that na to the root. So varini, varini. See that in your nominative and accusative? Mm-hmm. See the then you see the varina, varine. So whenever the termination begins with a vowel, it takes that na. Clear? Okay, good. Everyone okay? I don't want to leave anybody behind on this because it's not hard and it can easily be explained. So if you're not getting it, please ask me because it's simple enough that you can see it. There's no reason not to see this, okay? Go to the masculine declensions, your first sheet. You can look the first time, second time, don't look. Okay. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi.
Ramena,
Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyaha. We've only done data, we'll have to do ablative. Okay. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyaha.
Ramaya, Rama, Pyam,
Ramebhyaha. Okay, now repeat after me. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramam, Ramau, Raman.
Ramaha,
Ramau,
Ramaha.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramahi. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramahi.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramahi.
Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi. Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha.
Repeat after me. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi.
Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha.
Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi.
Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha.
Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame,
Pyaha. Don't look. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam,
Ramena, Rama Pyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Rama Pyam, Rame Pyaha.
Ramepyaha.
Good. Repeat after me for neuters. Namatavakisarab. Palam pale palani. Palam pale palani.
Palam pale palani. Palam pale palani.
Palena palapyam palaihi. Palaya palapyam palepyaha.
Palena palapyam palaihi.
Palapyam, 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 palena, palapyam, palaihi, palaya, palapyam, palapyaha.
Palena, palapyam, palaihi.
Palaya, palapyam, palepyaha.
Palena, palapyam, palaihi, palaya, palapyam, palepyaha.
Good. Neuters. I mean, yeah, the masculine. Okay. Harihi, harihi, hariyaha.
Harihi, harihi.
Harihi, hari, hariyaha.
Harihi, hari, hariyaha.
Harim, hari, harin.
Harim, hari,
harin. Harina, hari, pyam, hari, pihi.
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 Haraye, hari, pyam, hari pyaha.
Haraye,
hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Haraye, hari pyam, hari
pyaha. Harihi, hari, hariyaha. Harim, hari, harin.
Harihi, hari, hariyaha. Harim, hari, harin.
Harina, hari pyam, hari pihi. Haraye, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Harina, hari pyam, hari pihi. Haraye, hari pyam, hari pihi.
Haraye, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Harina, hari pyam, hari pihi. Haraye, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Good. This, you just have to memorize it, you know. Every day, walk around, harihi, hari, hariya. Let's just do the news. Vari, varini, varini.
Vari, varini, varini.
Vari, varini, varini.
Vari, varini, varini.
Varina, varipyam, varibhi.
Varina,
vari pyam, vari pihi.
Varina,
vari
pyam, vari pihi.
Varina, vari pyam, vari pihi.
Varina, vari pyam, vari pihi.
Varine, vari
pyam, vari pihi. Varine, vari pyam, vari
pihi. Okay. Repeat after me. Vari, varini, varini. Vari, varini, varini.
Vari, varini, varini. Vari, varini, varini.
Varina, vari pyam, vari pihi. Varine, vari pyam, vari pihi.
Varina, vari pyam, vari pihi. Varine, vari pyam, vari pihi.
Good. Let's take a little stand-up break. All right. We're going to do the ablative case also because it's so easy.
in the ablative case, that means from, right? The duals and plurals are exactly like the genitive. I mean the dative, I'm sorry. Do you see the dative there? Look at those duals and plurals that we've just learned. And then look at the dual and plural for the ablative. See how they're exactly the same? So all we have to do is add on the singular. And so for now, the masculine and neuter a endings, all that would be is you take the rama and add, I'm going to see if he gives it these affixes. He's kind of making up these affixes just to help you understand. He had the affix as ot, so it would become, let's see, ot, vyam, exactly the same, vyaha. So what is rama plus ot? There you have it. And then these, the duals and plurals the same, rama, vyam. Ramepyaha. Okay? What if I said Ashwa means horse? Nara means man. Narat. Neuter. See the pattern? Rama, Ashwa, Narat. No problem, right? What about neuter? Let's do Pala. What would Pala be? What would Mitra be? Okay. Mitra, Palat, Palapyam, Palepyaha. Mitra, Mitrapyam, Mitrepyaha. Simple. Let's look at the E endings. Again, duals the same. For masculine, so I have to make sure I get his endings right here. Us, yam, yaha. This is masculine. This is the rule. Hari takes guna and becomes hare. And to that, us is added. Here we have an A plus an U. The U will drop. You don't have to memorize this, but I'm just telling you what the rule is. Harihi, Hare. The U drops there, and you get Harehi. For those of you who have been studying the Sandhi a little bit, let me just relate this to external Sandhi. In external Sandhi, you have this rule, an A or an O. Okay? Followed by the letter A. The A, O remains. A or O remains. Followed by Avagraha. Okay? Avagraha is a silent A. So if I had an external sandhi, if I had Rame plus Ayam, it would be Rame Yam. That's how you normally see it written. In external sandhi. Okay? Do you know that in external sandhi, I don't really teach this as an option because you very rarely see it now, but sometimes you'll see it without that avagraha and it'll just be written like this, rameyam. And you yourself have to provide that But since that can be confusing in almost all the modern scripts, they will let you know by putting in that avagraha. They won't just put rameyam. They'll add that avagraha to tell you that there's an other, there. Okay? But this is correct. And in some old fonts, this is what you'll see. Now here, in internal sandhi, they're not going to put the avagraha. See, if I followed external sandhi, here you have the A followed by an A, and you would see like this.
You see what I mean? But they don't use an abhagraha in internal sandhi. So you get hare he, that this is a visarga. So everybody kind of follow that? It's not terribly important that you do follow this. What I want you to get is a pattern, but sometimes it helps a little bit to know. So in the alata, your pattern is going to be this. Harehe. So hari becomes harehe. Okay? That's the pattern. So what if I, instead of hari, and of course this is going to be exactly the same, hari pyam, and hari pyaha. So what if I did kapi, monkey? Kapehe. Ravi. Money, jewel.
Money is jewel.
A jewel, money.
Money.
You see the pattern? Money. Now, ablative is gonna, the neuter nouns are gonna be a lot easier. The one that we're working with, body. Because the rule is this. For the neuter nouns, before a termination, termination will be the same, before a termination that begins with a vowel, a nut is added. So, body, body stasis, body. Add the na and the us, body naha. To no sandhi, body naha. Body naha. Vari pyam, vari pyaha. You see? So these are the ablative endings that are new that you have to remember. We've got ramat, masculine, kalat, same, neuter. Harehe, right? E ending masculine. Vari naha.
What does vari mean?
Water. Go to page 28. Now follow along as I read, and I'll have you repeat. From the top of page 28. Top of page 28, everybody. Harir Brahmane Pyo Nishkan Yachati. Go ahead.
Harir
Brahmane
Pyo Nishkan
Yachati. Break the sandhi. Harihi Brahmane Pyaha Nishkan Yachati. Go ahead. You see where the R, the Visarga, the Harihi, Brahmane, Pyaha, Nishkan, Yachati. Hari is the name of a person, Hari. The Brahmanas are the Brahmana caste, the priests. Nishkan, Nishka, the word Nishka, means coin, coins. Yach comes from da, da, yach means to give. So now let's look at this. Harihi, what part of speech is that? Nominative. What's the verb?
So Harihi Yachati means Hari gives. Harihi Yachati. What does Hari give? What does he give? Nishkan. What is that? What part of speech is Nishkan? Singular, dual, plural. Accusative, plural. Ramam, Ramal, Raman. Harihi Yachati Nishkan. Hari gives coins. To who? Brahmanebhyah. Brahmanebhyah. Dative. Dative plural. To the Brahmanas. The dative governs the object, the verb to give. The one who receives the gift is put in the dative. So Hari, Harihi, Yachati gives Nishkan. Accusative plural. Gives coins, brahmanebhyah, to the brahmanas. Everyone see that? Next one, repeat after me. Manushyo gramaya gachati.
Manushyo gramaya gachati.
Manushyah gramaya yachati.
Manushyah,
a person, a man. What's the verb?
Gachati.
Manushyah gachati. Gramaya. Grama means a village. Gramaya means what? Dative. Accusative and dative govern the destination of a verb to go, of a verb of motion. So here, manushyah gachati, the man goes. Verb of motion. What's the destination? Grama, the village. Grama can be gramam, which would be accusative singular, or gramaya, dative singular. So manushyah gramaya gachati. The manushya, the man, gachati, goes gramaya, dative, to the village.
So this sentence could just as well be manushya gramam gachati.
Yes, it could as well be, the grama could as well be in the accusative singular. Okay. Kalyanaya harim bhajati, repeat. No sandhi. Kalyanaya harim bhajati. Now, notice here, kalyanaya is going to be dative, and kalyana means moksha. It's a word for moksha or for the welfare, well-being. Okay? Just use it as moksha. Kalyana is moksha. Harim is a name for Ishwara, the Lord, for Hari. Shiva. Harim would be what case?
Accusative singular.
There's no subject here. So bhajati is what person? Third person singular. He, she, or it. So bhajati, he, she, he or she. Not clear, we don't know. Bhajati, he or she, bhaj, to worship. So bhajati, he or she worships Harim, Hari. The Lord Hari. For what purpose? Dative. Purpose. For the sake of, for the purpose of moksha. In English, you would just say, he worships, he or she worships Hari for liberation. Or we would say, for liberation, in order to attain liberation. Whatever language, that would be fine to translate it. That in order to attain means for the purpose, right? So you can add those words in English. So, kalyanaya. Harim bhajati, that shows for the purpose, for the sake of, for the undated. What about this one? Next one. Pale pyo gachami. Repeat. Pale pyo gachami. Pale pyaha would be what case? It could be dative or ablative, plural. So it's going to be, right? Because it's the same. The duals and plurals in dative and ablative are the same. So now you have to read it from according to context. So gachami means what?
I go.
Gachami. I go. Why do I go? I would say for fruits. Mm-hmm. In order to get fruits. I go for fruits. Mm-hmm. Right? That's why I'm going. I'm going for the fruits. It's not, I could say, I'm going by horse for fruits. right? I'm going to the store, but why? For fruits, right? So that's in the dative plural. But pala means fruit. Pale bhyaha gachami. I am going for the sake of, for the purpose of fruits, for fruits. Everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
So the next one. Hariye nripatihi kupyati. Read. No sandhi. Haraye nripatik. It's just the Haraye nripatik kupyati. But in, we break the sandhi. Haraye nripatihi kupyati. Hari, the name of a person. Could mean, Hari can be the name of a person or the name of the Lord. It depends on the context. So here it's probably a name of a person. Hariye would be what case?
Dative
singular, right? Nripatihi means king. What case is that? Nripatihi. Nominative singular. Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha, Harim, Hari, Harim, right? Nripatihi. The word kup means to be angry. So verbs of anger govern the dative case. Now, I want you to look down at the bottom of the page to the first note there, and we're going to read it. Verbs implying anger, malice, rivalry, and jealousy, i.e. having the sense of krud, which means to be angry, through, which means to have malice toward. Irsha is rivalry or jealousy, and asuya is jealousy. There's just a subtle difference between these words. These are examples of words that mean anger, malice, rivalry, and jealousy. They govern the dative of the person or thing against whom or which the feeling is directed. Okay? Spruh also governs the dative of the object of wish. Spruh means to desire. Okay? So the object of the desire would be put in the dative. We'll see examples of that. So let's look at this. Go back to the sentence. Hariye nripatihi kupyati. The king is angry, we would say, at Hari. But in English, we would say, right, the king's angry at Hari.
Nripati is king?
Yeah, nripati is king. It's another word. Nripa is king?
Yeah.
Nripati is also king. There's many words for king. So the object of anger is put in the dative. Now, one interesting thing there, in English we would say it in this way, the king is angry not for Hari or to Hari, the king is angry at Hari.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you learn these vibhaktis, at, in, among, is how we translate the locative case.
Mm-hmm.
So initially you're going to want to somehow say, oh, the king is angry for Hari. No. You have to say it in the way that we say it in English. We say in English, not the king is angry to Hari. So don't worry. Just think, that's why you have to know that the verbs of anger or jealousy, rivalry, all of these, they govern the dative case. And you have to say that in the way we say it in English. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't stick to the prepositions that we've given for dative, which is to or for the sake of. Right, you have to say it the way we say it in English. This can hang you up if you don't get flexible that way.
Is it all emotions or just the negative?
No, there's different emotions. Emotions of affection will govern the locative case. Yeah. You have attachment of affection in satsang. Right.
It's interesting that anger and desire are in the same case.
Yeah, it is. Let's just do one more and then do two more, and then we'll stop. Modakebhyo balaha sprihayati. Okay. Modakebhyaha balaha sprihayati. Go ahead. What is the subject of the sentence? The subject. Balaha. Balaha means a child.
Modaka means sweet meat, sweets. So what would modake bhyaha, what case would that be?
Or?
So it's going to be context. The root spra is a tenth gana root, and it means to desire. So balaha sprahayati, the child sprahayati. The balaha, the child sprahayati, the child desires what? Sweets. Modika, because the object of desire is spra. The object of the root spra, to desire, is put in the dative case. So balaha, the child sprahayati, desires modike bhyaha, sweets, plural, dative plural. So you can see how the context tells you exactly that that's going to be dative and not ablative.
Well, that's the rule, right? For the rule that we just said for the verb springer to take.
Yes, that's the rule. You have to memorize the rule. Let's do these next two ablatives and then we'll stop. Nagarad agachati.
Nagarat
agachati. Nagara means city. Agach means to come. So nagarat agachati. What would it mean?
I come from the city.
Except gachati, agachati, t.
Oh,
he or she, agachati. He or she comes, nagarat. From. So it's location. Nagara, city, nagarat, from the city. He or she comes, nagarat, from the city. Nagarat, agachati. You see? Mm-hmm. What about the next one? Ashwat patati. Say.
Ashwat patati.
Pat means to fall. Ashwa means horse.
He falls from the horse.
He or she.
Right.
He or she falls from the horse. Ashwat patati. Okay, I'm going to make a note to try to read through some more of these sentences from where we left off next week. We'll read through more of these sentences, and then we're going to do the genitive and locative also. Okay, for everybody?
Mm-hmm. So Sandhi is really crucial for getting these as well. Otherwise you can't, because the Sandhi speak the Sandhi.
You need to keep memorizing the Sandhi. But we go over the Sandhi every single time, you know. So if you keep studying like that Sandhi book, that handout that we did, or the ones that are in here, you will get it.
The Sandhi handout, there's a separate Sandhi handout online.
Yeah. Get the Sandhi handout online, and these Sandhis are we always go through how Bhandarkar explains it here. So it's fine. We do fine, and try to memorize Ramaha, Ramaha, Ramaha. Don't shy away from memorizing. It'll stop you from getting out tones. It's a good thing to do. Let's just say our point of view. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.